Unit 6, Literature, pages 134 and 136.
The Feeling of Power by Isaac Asimov.
Part 1.
Jehan Schumann, a tall, good-looking man, was a first-class programmer. He made programs for war computers. He was used to being with powerful people, generals and congressmen. Facing Congressman Brandt and General Weeder, he said, "This gentleman is Myron Aub." Aub was a simple technician that Jehan had discovered by accident. "Aub, how much is 9 times 7? Asked Schumann. The little man was nervous facing these great men. 63, he said quietly. "Is that right?" wondered Congressman Brandt.
"Check it yourself, Congressman."
The congressman took out his pocket computer and touched it twice. He then said, "Is that what you brought us here to see? A magician?" "More than that, sir. Aub works with numbers. On paper. General, please suggest a number."
17, said the general.
"And you, Congressman?"
23.
"Good. Aub, multiply those numbers and please show the gentleman how you do it."
"Yes, programmer," said Aub.
He took a pen and a piece of paper out of his pocket, made careful marks on the paper, and showed it to Weeder.
"Well, it looks like a 17, Weeder said.
"So it does," said Brandt. "But I suppose anyone can copy numbers off a computer."
Aub continued writing with a trembling hand. Finally, he said in a low voice, "The answer is 391. After checking again in his computer, Congressman Brandt shouted,
"How did he guess?"
"He didn't guess. He used his brain," said Schumann.
"A computer is one thing, the human brain is another," said Brandt.
"Explain, Aub," said Schumann. Aub tried to explain to the two gentlemen how he multiplied the numbers. There was a moment's silence, and then General Weeder said,
"I don't believe it. He goes through his hocus-pocus and makes up numbers."
"But I don't believe it. It's too complicated to be anything but nonsense."
"Oh, no, sir," Aub said, sweating. "It only looks complicated, but there are rules, and they work with numbers." The general gave Aub another math exercise. A minute later, Aub came up with the result. The general checked it in his computer and then said in a surprised voice,
"Great galaxy! The man is right!"
Part 2. Congressman Brandt was amazed. He quickly told the president of Planet Earth about Aub.
"Does this always work?"
"Every time, Mr. President."
"Is it hard to learn?"
"It took me a week to get the hang of it."
"I think you would do it better."
"Well," said the president,
"but what is it good for?"
"It can free us from the machine.
Our war with the Denebians is a war of computer against computer. If we improve our computers, so do they.
But with this new technique, our people can become intelligent computers, billions of them. But if the Denebians do it first, it would be a disaster."
He looked at his calendar, troubled.
"But how far can the human brain go?"
"There's no limit. Actually, at one time, computers were designed by human beings. Of course, those were simple computers, before computers designed more advanced computers."
"Amazing.
One more thing, Mr. President. We can then put more of our energy and money into peacetime matters. No more wars. This will be very good for the people and the government."
"I see your point. We'll start this project and call it Project Number," said the president excitedly. "General Weeder will be in charge of the project."
General Weeder was now the leader of the project. He said to all the listeners,
"We have to get rid of computers. It will be much cheaper and faster to build spaceships without computers.
I even see something greater. In the future, I see a missile with a man inside, controlling flight. I see a manned missile. It might even mean victory over Deneb. Besides, gentlemen, a man is more easily replaced than a computer. We will be able to send out many manned missiles.
The listeners were silent.
Technician Aub in his room worked long over the note he was leaving behind. This is what he finally wrote.
When I began working with numbers, it was a hobby, an exercise of the mind.
When Project Number began, I thought it would be put to practical use for planet Earth. But now I see that it is going to be used only for death and destruction. I cannot stay to see what is happening. I'm therefore taking the next rocket to Pluto. Perhaps in the 20 years it will take to get there, you will forget me. I hope I can forget you too. Aub.
Programmer Schumann read the note with the others, but he didn't care. He didn't need Aub any longer.
9 times 7, thought Schumann proudly, is 63, and I don't need any computer to tell me so. The computer is my own head. And it was amazing the feeling of power that gave him.